Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Dalid. We left off on Daf Lamed Gimel of Beis. We are about to discuss the Maisa Betzduki Echad, which begins 6 or 7 lines before the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Morris Chavahari in honor of his grandfather's yard site, Mordechai Ben Yedidya. Alav Hashalom, we thank Mr. Chavahari very much for the sponsorship. And today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him also very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So we're beginning again about 7 lines from the end of the page on Gimel and Beis. We're going to tell the story about a tzeduki having a conversation with a Kohen Gadol, and through the course of the conversation, some saliva from the tzeduki landed on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, and how the Kohen Gadol dealt with that potential tumah situation. Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph is going to discuss, we've already discussed Benos Kutim, what the status is of Kutim, and we've discussed Benos Tzedukim. So now we're going to discuss Ovdei Kochavim, what the status is of Dam of an Ovedas Kochavim, and we're also going to discuss the halachic status of the Dam Tara of a Mitzora and a Yoledas, and then the Gemara is going to have a discussion about the Ziva and the Keri of an Ovid Kochavim. What if a male Ovid Kochavim becomes a Bal Keri? So what is the Tumah status of his Shichva Zera? What is the Tumah status of the Ziva that flows from him? On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about Shichva Zera of Yisrael, that's Bim'e Ovedes Kochavim. If Yisrael Lo'olenu has Tashmish with an Ovedes Kochavim, what's the Tumah status of the Shichva Zera once it's inside her body? And then the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Dam Tara Shel Mitzora. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about the Re'ir Rishona of a Zav Katan, the first time, the first Re'ir Ziva of a Katan, and the Tumah status of a Re'ir Rishona of a Mitzora. So a lot of Tumah and Tara, because after all, we are in Seder Taros over here. So let's begin with the Maisa Bitzduki Echad. So says the Gemara on Lamed Gimel and Beis. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa Bitzduki Echad, Shesiper in Kohen Gadol Bashuk. A Tzduki was talking to a Kohen Gadol in the Shuk. V'nitza Tzinora Mipiv, V'nafla Kohen Gadol Abagadav. And a little bit of saliva came out of the Tzduki's mouth and landed on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. V'horiku Panav Shel Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol's face turned colors because he was very upset that his Begadim had now become Tameh. The Marsha points out that the Gemara is so careful with the lashonos he uses. Horiku panav. Why would the Gemara choose that terminology? Just say he got upset, because what's the whole problem of the tumah of the kutim is that they treat dam yarok as if it were actual dam. So that's why he used that expression of horiku panav. But bottom line is he's upset about the tumah of his begadim. That's how Rashi explains. Aruchner asks, why is he only concerned about the tumah of his begadim, not about his own tumah? L'chora, he becomes tameh when he's no say the roke, when he's carrying the roke, if the tzduki is a bowl of nida. So the Aruch Lenar says that Rashi must hold that a bowl of nida, his roke is not metame midin mayan like a zav, it's only metame begadim on a derabanan level, and therefore the Kohen Gadol actually did not become tame, only his begadim became tame. The Tosos understands that the roke of a bowl nida is metame even the guf, not just the begadim. But the way the Aruch Lenar understands within Rashi is it must be that only his begadim became tamei. That's why he was upset about his begadim becoming tamei. So v'kadam etzalishto. So what did this Kohen Gadol do? He went to the wife of the tzduki to ask her if anything happened. Did she ever see dam yarok and treat it like it was dam adam? In which case, this tzduki was a bo'al nida. So Amar lo, the wife of the tzduki said, you should know that even though we are wives of tzedukim, we're very afraid of the traditional Jews, and therefore we show all of our shailos to the chachamim. We ask all of our maros questions to the chachamim. So the Rashba raises the question, How could the Kohen Gadol believe her? Someone who's chashur al davar is not neman al davar. If you have someone who's suspect of not observing the halachos, you can't trust them when it comes to that halachos. And furthermore, why did he go to the wife of the tzduki? If he's going to believe them, why not just ask the tzduki himself? Once you're going to believe the tzdukim anyway, why did he go to the wife of the tzduki? So a few approaches that are offered by Rishonim. In Chidushei Aran, he suggests that since the Isser is only midrabanan, you could be somech on someone who's Masiach Lefi Tumo, the Sugya of Baba Kama Kuf Yudalit, that you can be Somech on a Masiach Lefi Tumo when it's Nisr Drabbanim. If the person doesn't know, you're relying on them, La Halacha, and they're just making conversation, so you can rely on what they say. And therefore, he went to ask the wife, because she was Masiach Lefi Tumo, but the husband he couldn't ask, because there was Chashash that the Tzuki realized that Hariku Panav, that he was upset that some of the saliva landed on his clothing, and therefore he wouldn't be a Masiach Lefi Tumo. He would realize why you're asking the question, and that's why he quickly ran to the wife before the husband was able to go tell the wife what happened, and because once the husband speaks to her, she's no longer going to be a Masicha Lefi Tumah. That's how the Ran answers. The Ritva says something very similar. Then the Ritva has another answer, that the first Kasha is not really a Kasha, because the Halacha is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that if the Chashud has no Hana'ah from his Eidus, he could be Meyed on something, even though a Chashud al-Davar is not Neman al-Davar. Dover, that's only when he stands to gain something. He's in Ogeya Bedover. But if he has no Hana whatsoever from telling you something from his Eidus, so then you're allowed to trust him on his Eidus. And then the Ritva suggests that the din that he's not allowed to be Meyud is only if he's Chashud Lo'osu Dover Bemezid. If the person is Chashud to violate Bemezid, but if he thinks that he's doing Kedin, like the Tzdukim, they believe that they were the righteous ones. So they're more Machmir than us, even Dam Yarok, their mitame. They held they were the righteous ones. So then they're neman to be made on the Maisa. And he says that the Kohen Gadol didn't ask the Tzduki himself because he saw that he was mitzdar and he was afraid that he's going to be made sheker because of the he doesn't want to upset him because the tumah was Baal Yado and the Tzdukim are Yureyim in our Prushim. But the wife didn't know the Maisa. There's no chashash that she's going to be mishaker. In Chachmas Betzalel he says a little different. He says based on the Marsha, that the Gemara meant that the Kohen Gadol asked his own wife, and she's the one that's Ne'emenes. Not that the Kohen Gadol asked, meaning the women talk amongst each other. So the Kohen Gadol said to his wife, what do you think I should do about this? And his wife said, no, I happen to be friends with a lot of tzaduki women, and they always ask their shaylos to the Chacham, so you shouldn't worry about this. There are other approaches in Achronim as well, but let's leave it at that. So now the Gemara says Vaiter. The Brisa continues. Amar Yosi Bekinanu Behen Yosir Min Hakol. We recognize the practices of the Tzduki women more than all of them. Vehin Maros Dam LeChachamim, and we can verify that they do indeed show their shailas of dam to the Chachamim. Chutz Mishaachas Shoyso B'Shkun Asenu Shalom Eres Dam LeChachamim Omesa. Except there was one woman in our neighborhood who didn't, and she died. So there's no one left who doesn't show their dam to the Chachamim. So now we're going to start analyzing this brisa. So his Kohen Gadol went to the wife of the Tzduki. So v'tebukle mishum tzinor dam haaretz. Even if the wife of the Tzduki was Tahora, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol should still become Tameh, because the Chamor goes there on the saliva of every Ama Aretz that it's Tameh. So even if the Tzduki were nothing more than an Ama Aretz, even if he weren't a Tzduki, and there's no chashash that he's a Boel Nida, but at the very least he's an Ama Aretz, so we're goes there Tumah on an Ama Aretz, and that should be enough to be Mitami the Kohen Gadol. So Amar Abaye, B'Tzduki Chaver. Who said we're talking about an Ama Aretz? We're talking about a Tzduki Chaver that was Mekabel on himself to act properly in Tumah and Tara status with Tumah and Tara issues. So says Mar Amrav Tzduki Chaver Bol Nida Mashvislei. Well, if he's a Tzduki Chaver, what's he doing? Why would you treat him like a Bol Nida? Certainly, he wouldn't be Choshesh that he's a Bol Nida. So the Kohen Gadol was Choshesh that he was a Bol Nida. It must not have been a Tzduki Chaver. And if it was not a Tzduki Chaver, then forget about the Bol Nida. He's an Amaris anyway. So Ella Amrav Rav suggests a little differently. Regel Hava. V'Tumas Amaris Beregel Kitara Shavu Rabbanan. that it must have been regel, it must have been around the time of Yantiv, and we're extra mekel on Tumas Am Aretz, on these gzeros of Tumas Am Aretz, around the times of Yom Tovim. And that's by a Stam Am Aretz who's not a Tzuki, where in general the Chum were Mesupak about, so there's no Chashri's Bol Nida. But a Tzuki, whose wife does not show Dam to the Chachamim, even on regel, is going to have the status of Tuma, because Minastam is a Boel Nida. So the Kohen Gadol went to ask the wife of the Tzuki whether she was Tumea Mishum Nida. And says the Gemara, Dichsiv, how do I know that this idea that there were not Gozer Tuma on Amei Aretz around the time of Regel? Because the Pasuk by the Pilegesh Begiva at the end of Sefer Shoftim tells us, Vei Osif Kol Ish Yisrael Eleir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. So all the Jewish people were together, Hakas Vason Kulon Chaverim. So we consider all of them Chaverim, meaning non Amei Aretz. So you see that Kol Zman, any time that the Jewish people gather all together, like on Regel, where we all go to be Olal Regel, we all become Chaverim. No one has the status of an Amei Aretz. So a couple of things over here. First of all, a Chaver, by definition, is someone who's Mekabel on himself to be careful not to become Tamei, not to be Metamei Taros, to be careful about Netilas Yadayim and the Taros Yadayim, not to buy liquids from Amei Aretz, not to be a guest at an Amei Aretz, not to interact with the Amei Aretz when he's wearing the clothing that he brought from his own home. So all of these things the Rambam writes in Tumas in Hilchos Metayim Mishka V'Moshev Perik Yud. So all of that's the definition of a chaver. So the question begs itself: how could it be a metzius of a tzeduki chaver? By definition, if a person is a tzeduki, it means he's not following the rules. Meaning, what happens if a tzeduki becomes a chaver? He's not a tzeduki anymore. Meaning, a tzeduki is just a person who has tzeduki beliefs. Once he's no longer believing like a tzeduki and acting like a tzeduki, so he's no longer a tzeduki. So some of the acharim suggest that we're talking about a person who came from a town that's entirely made up of tzedukim, but when he's among us, we can verify that he's acting like a chaver. He seems like a chaver, but we have no idea what he does back home. He could be, just when in Rome, he's conforming to the way that we're behaving. So that must be the case of a tzeduki chaver. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand what exactly the metzius is of a tzeduki chaver. Also, we mentioned this idea that the Chazal were gozer tuma an nama aretz. An nama aretz has the status of tumas zav. So there is a major machlokas rishonim to what extent we consider an nama aretz like a zav. Tosfos writes over here that Am Haaretz is like a Zav Dafka as far as his Maga and as far as his Rok, if he touches you or if his saliva, because those are things that you could easily be careful about. But as far as his Mishkav, his Moshav, his Heset, that's where it's impossible to be careful about any bench that he once sat on, meaning you wouldn't even know about something like that. By interacting with an Am Haaretz, you could be careful about Maga, you could be careful about his Rok. But Mishkav, Moshav, of Hesed, that's not even during the interaction, so that would be much more difficult to be careful about, and therefore Chazal would never go there that he's like a Zav. The Chazon Ish writes that, yeah, but by an Eishes Am Haaretz, we're machmir about everything, because a woman has more tuma that's shchiach by her, but a ziva by an ish, meaning a man can become a zav, but it's like a disease, it's not something that's very common, it's highly uncommon for a man to become a zav, so we could be a lot more makil with his tuma status, we don't have to be choshish min adin, it's just a gzeira midrabanan, that as far as maga and rok is concerned, but by the isha, we have to be much more machmir. Then Tosos quotes another one of the Balei Tosos, Rabbeinu Moshe Mipuntais, who says that the Chum did not make the Am Haaretz like a Zav regarding anything. They just were metame his begadim, because Minastam, his Ishtonida, sat on his begadim. And he himself is metame because he's wearing those begadim. And he's therefore no say the medrash. His roke is tame because it touches the outside of his lips. But it's not a mayan of an Am Haaretz, meaning normally a mayan of a Zav. The liquids that come from the body of a Zav are inherently Tameh. But says Rav Moshe Mipuntais, that is not what's going on over here. It's only because that we're assuming the saliva touched the outside of his body, and the outside of his body is tanei only because he's carrying his begadim. That's why the roke is metame. It's a great chiddush, because it is possible that the roke never touches the outside of his body. Tumas pesastarim is not metame, but tumas maga. The saliva would have to touch the part of the lips that are visible when at all times, in order for it to become tamei. If he manages to eject the saliva from his mouth without it touching his lips, so even though it's touching his tongue and his teeth and other parts of his mouth that you can sometimes see, but that's called a beis hastarim, and there is no tumah in a beis hastarim. So that's a very great chiddush. The Ritva has a third approach. The Ritva suggests, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that an amaretz is metame medris, but not hesed, because they were mekel with regard to hesed, because otherwise no one is ever going to be able to schlep objects from one place to another. And the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam like their shita, that's why they were not gozer amaretz, lo medris v'lo hesed. Tosfos holds from Rabbeinu Tam not that way, that Rabbeinu Tam holds really like Tosfos, but that's how the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam. So a number of possibilities of the exact level of tumas amaretz that were gozer, the tumas ziva that were gozer on amaretz. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. So a couple of background points to understand the next Mishnah. First of all, a bas Yisrael that's a nida or a zava, her dam is metame whether it's moist or whether it's dry, but her mayanos, the roke, her meraglayim, her saliva, her urine, are metame only when they are moist and not when they are dry. So her blood is fundamentally different than other mayanos of her body. The blood is even going to be metame when it's dry, other mayanos only when they're moist, not when they're dry. Second point, mida oraisa, a non-Jew is not metame beziva. However, the Chum made a gzera that we always treat a non-Jew like a zav, and therefore their roke and their meraglayim are tamei. So the Mishnah is going to discuss whether we're gozer tumah on the dam of a non-Jew as well, or no, maybe just the roke and meraglayim. Why would we not be gozer on the dam if we're gozer on the roke and the meraglayim? Well, we want it to be clearly recognizable that the tumah of a non-Jew is only midrabanan and not midaraisa. So we have to make a major hacker. So maybe that hacker is that the dam is not going to be metame. Maybe we were gozer that it's metame even when it's yavesh, like the dam of Abbas Yisrael, or only maybe when it's lach. I mean, those are three possibilities of how we treat the dam of an Oved Eskavim. A third issue that is going to come up, Yoledes has both Yemei Tum and Yemei Tara, as we've already discussed many times, and the differences between Yoledes Zachar and Yoledes Nekeva. So let's keep that in mind. So we're going to discuss what the status of Yoledes is when the Yemei Tumah have passed, but she has not yet gone to the mikvah. What do we do with her dam at that point? How do we treat her dam at that point? And then the final thing we're going to talk about is the mayan of a mitzora, meaning the saliva, the meraglayim of a mitzora, whether that's an av hatumah, and what the status of a dam tawar of a mitzora is. Okay, so says the Mishnah, dam oved chavim v'dam tara shal mitzora'as, the dam of an oved chavim and the dam tara of a mitzora'as, meaning a woman gave birth and 2 weeks afterwards she went to the mikvah, then she became a mitzora. So right now she's only tamei mishum tzora'as, but not mishum yoledes. What about her dam? So Beishamai mitarim, Beishamai says the dam is tar, because the dam of an oved Chavim is tar min haTorah, and the Chavim never made a gzeira on the dam of Noved Chavim, and the dam Torah shel Mitzoras is not metame as a mayan, because only that which is gathered in the body and then expelled from the body has the status of mayan, like urine that gathers in the bladder and then is expelled, saliva gathers in the mouth and is then expelled, but the dam that comes out of her doesn't gather anywhere, it just comes out of the body, and therefore doesn't have a din of a mayan. Ubeisilul omrim kiroka ukemei meragleha, that in both of these cases we treat the dam like saliva and like meraglayim, in that they are metame when they are moist but not when they are dry. Because even though the dam of Anachris is not tame min haTorah, Chazal must have been gozer tumah, because after all they were gozer that all non-Jews have a status of tumas zav with regard to every other halacha, but they just had to make some sort of heker to show that they're not a zav min haTorah. So how do they make that heker? That a dam of a Jew Jewish woman is metame even when it's yavesh, the dam of a nachris is only metame when it's lach. So it's a little more kal. And as far as dam tara of mitzora, Basil holds that there's a special riboy that it has a din of a mayan. So we're going to see that later on in the daf. Now another machlok Bisham Basil about the metohar of yoledes. Dam yoledes. Let's say a woman's days of tumas leda are gone. Now she's in the yemei tohar, but shelo tavla. She has not yet gone to the mikvah after the yemei tuma were over. So b'shami omrim keruko kamei ragleha, that we treat that we're metami them when they're moist and not when they're dry. That we're metami this dam only when it's moist, not when it's dry, because midah raisa the dam is really tar, because the Torah makes it tali on yamim and not on tevila. Meaning as soon as her yemei tuma are over, all the dam that comes out is really tahar, and she's now in the yemei tahar. The Chum made a gezerah on this dam that it should be tamei when it's lach, because they were choshesh that if they're metaher the dam in the days that the dam is dam tahar, people will come to be metar the dam even when the dam is tamei. But there were never gozer on the dam that it should be tamei even when it's dry, like it is during the days of tuma, because they wanted to make a heker, and the best way to make a heker is to make the halacha slightly different, so that way everyone will realize this is only a din midrabanan. Why is it so important that everyone realize that it's a din midrabanan? We observe din midrabanan the same way we observe din midaraisa. No, when you're dealing with tum and tara, you have to know what's tame only on a drabanan level, because if it touches truma, you have to know not to be sorif the truma. You're sorif the truma when the truma becomes tame on a daraisa level. Ubeisil alomri metame lach viyavish. Ubeisil says, nah, this dam is tame even when it's dry, because Ubeisil holds that the Torah is metair the dam only when she is tovelis. But if she was never tovelis after the Yimei Tumah, then even Minat Torah, the dam is going to be Tame, so there's no need for a hacker, because that's actually a Din Daraisa. Umodim Yoledes Bezov, Shimitama Lach V'Yavish. Both Bisham and Basil agree that if while she was a Yoledes, she was already a Zava, so she's going to need to count Shivanikim before she could become Tahora, and she never counted her Shivanikim, so then the dam is metame both lach v'yavesh, because the dam of a zava is always going to be tame min haTorah until she actually counts the Shivanikim. So that's clearly not based on her a biological reality alone. It's also based on her halachic counting in order to get out of the status of ziva. So if she doesn't do that mitzvah sfira, where she is then matir herself through the sfira and the subsequent tvila, she has the full status of a zava, and therefore for sure it's metame lach v'yavish. Her dam is metame lach v'yavish. Okay, so now going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that according to Beis Shammai, dam of an ovedus kochav is tahar. So frak the Gemara v'lasalu Beis Shammai daber el meisol v'marat aleim ish ki yezav b'nei yisol metame b'ziva v'ein ovel kochavim metame b'ziva aval gozra aleim shiyuch kezavim l'chol devrayim. Doesn't Beis Shammai hold that there's a gzeri midrabanan? Yes, there's a pasuk in the Torah that Ovdei Chavim are not metame b'ziva, but Chazal were gozer that Ovdei Chavim have a din of a zav for everything in order that a tinok Yisrael shouldn't be matzoy etzlam, and it will lead to mishkav zachar. So it's not mistaver that Beis Shammai would disagree with this entire gezerah. I mean, this was a well-known gezerah, and it seems to have been universally accepted. So says the Gemara, Amri lach Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai might tell you, hey chilavid, we'll keep out the parentheses for now. So hey chilavid, how are you going to be gozer on dam of anachris? L'tame lach v'yavesh, if you're going to say that it should be tame when it's moist or when it's dry, asiso kishal Torah. Well, then you're treating it exactly like tumah min haTorah, and you have to be choshesh that people are going to be sorry if truma based on that. So because you're treating it exactly like tumah min haTorah. L'tame lach v'lo l'tame yavesh, you want to be metame it only when it's moist and not when it's dry, like Beis Hillel says, chilakta b'shal Torah. Then you have to be choshesh that they're going to come to make that chilak even by dam of Yisraelis, which is tamei min haTorah, and they're going to think that dam of Yisraelis is also only tamei lach and not yavesh. So based on that, the chachamim left dam nachris alone. There were never gozer any tuma on dam nachris, so that everyone will realize that the tuma of nachrim in the first place is only midrabanan, and therefore won't be sorif truma and kachim based on the roke and the meraglayim of a nachri. So says Mar Ihachi, if that's the case, that's the svara for Beishamai, ruko me meraglay hanami, the roke and the meraglayim of a nachri is also we should be mitahir. Why did the Chacham say that the mitame lach and not yavesh? Meaning because after all, a zava a yisraelis who's a zava is also mitame lach velo yavesh when it comes to roke and meraglayim. But if you're going to be choshish that whatever we do to a nachri, if there's no difference between her and the Yisraelis, that people are going to get confused, so then how could we be gozer on the roke and the memer aglayim of a nachris? So it says, since we're making a hecker with the dam, and we're saying that her dam is not going to be metame, so everyone will come to the realization on their own that she's totally different than the Yisraelis, and therefore they're going to realize that the roke and the memer aglayim are only chashash midrabanan and are not tame on a daraisa level. So frankly, Gemara, okay, so you had to make something tahar in order to make it evident that there's no tumada oraisa over here. But why did you choose to make the dam tahar and the roke and the meraglayim tamei v'levet akera baroko meraglayim l'tumi l'dama? Why not do the reverse? Why not make the heker by making the roke and the meraglayim of a nachris absolutely tahar and make the dam tamei? And that would be better, because if we're mitar the roke and the meraglayim, we're knocking it down one level, because by Yisraelis, it's only mitame lach and not yavesh. So now we're being mechadish. Okay, it's not going to be mitame at all. But when you make the heker with the dam, you're being worried at two levels. The Aruch Lidar points out that the dam of Yisraelis is tame lach vi yavesh, and now we're saying dam of nachris not at all. So it's much more logical to make the heker by roke and meraglayim rather than by dam. So the Gemara answers that since the chum had to be gozer one way or the other, and in the other item they had to dafka not be gozer in order to leave the heker, roko memiragla de shchichi gazburabanan. Dama de lo shchicha lo gazburabanan. Roke meraglayim, which are more common than dam, meaning even though a woman bleeds every month, but she urinates every day, she salivates every day, so the chacham were gozer on. But the dam, which is not nearly as matzui as the roke and the meraglayim, the chamim were not gozer. So even though dam is very matzui biisha, but it's not as matzui as roke and meraglayim. That's how all the rishonim explain. Meaning, normally when you say dam is something that's milsa lo shchicha, it's something that's highly uncommon. Over here, it's not highly uncommon. L'chor, it could be that it's highly uncommon that you'd ever come in contact with her dam nida, much more likely, well, I guess it's highly unlikely to come in contact with the mayor of Lyme. Saliva, yeah, that's one thing, you know, share a drink or something. But, okay, but anyway, over here, it doesn't mean that it's highly uncommon, it just means that it's less common than the roke and the mayor of Lyme. So the Gemara explains what the din is of a tipas zav, and or a drop of keri of a male nachri, of a male non-Jew. Samarav zovo tameh, the tipa of ziva of a nachri is tameh, afilu beishameh, even though beishameh is mitar, the dam of a nachris, they're moda that the ziva of a nachri, a male nachri, is mitameh, other people b'magda. Kiryo tohar afilu beisilel, and the shechva zera of a nachri is tar, even according to beisilel, who's metame the dam of a nachris. Zov tame afilu beishamai, zov is tame, the zov of a male nachri is tame, even according to beishamai, the chamor goes around it, and they were not choshesh that you might come to be sorry if truma to yikal mevrakera, because you could make a hecker between a Yisrael's zov and a nachri zov, because bikiryo, the way to make a hacker between Yisrael and Nachri is that there's a difference in the status of the keri, that the keri of a Yisrael is tameh, the keri of a Nachri is tar. So once you make that hacker in the keri, so then you could treat the zov of a Nachri the same way you treat the zov of a Yisrael. And the reason that the carry of a nachri is tar, even according to Beis Hillel, is because that's how we make the heker. We make the heker by treating his carry differently. So ask the Gemara, okay, but why do you make the hecker that way and mitame the ziva? Why don't you do the opposite? Why don't you mitame the carry, treat him like a regular the carry, like a carry of Yisrael, and make the hecker with the ziva? So says Gemara, zov delo tali b'maisa. Zov, which is not tali on him doing anything, it just comes out of his body. It's a disease that happens to him. Gazbu rabban, the rabban made a gozer, made a gzera. Kiryat the tali b'maisa. Keri, which is Tali on him doing a Meisim, becoming a Balkeri, lo gazu b'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't make any such Gezeira, because since he could prevent himself from becoming a Balkeri, Keri is considered a Milsal Shechichach. So even though really in reality, Zov is probably less Shechichach than Keri, so the way the Rishonim understand, also Rasha understands over here, that anything that's Tali b'Meisa, that b'Hechreich, doesn't have to happen at all, even though b'mitzius it happens a lot, but b'achreich it doesn't have to happen at all. That's called the milsal shchiach. Mashal ma'adav adom, it's like the sugim and zvachim about tadir u'matzui, tadir shal matzui, that we say tadir v'sheinu, tadir kodem. What if something happens a lot, but it doesn't have to happen all the time? Like benching, birch samazon. It happens a lot, but it doesn't happen. You don't have to wash. If you don't wash, you don't have to have the birch samazon. So is that going to be considered tadir? So that's tadir shal matzui. That's not really considered a real tadir. So here also, something that could be very, very common, but it doesn't have to happen, is not considered a milsa shkiach. So now the Gemara tries to prove that Rav is correct, that keri of a nachri is tahar. So Leme Mesayele will bring a raya to Rava from the Mishnah Meseches Mikvaos. The Mishnah tells us, Oved Zchavim Shepalto Shechva Zera Me Yisrael, and Oved Zchavim that's dripping a Jew's Shechva Zera Tamei. That Shechva Zera is Tamei. Ubas Yisrael Shepalto Shechva Zera Min Oved Zchavim, and Vabas Yisrael, again, Rachman al-Tzlan, is being paleta Shechva Zera of an Oved Kuchavim, which means she attached with an Oved Kuchavim, so Tahora. That Shechva Zera is Tahora. So you see, Shechva Zera of a Nachri is Tahor. So my love, Tahora Gumura, doesn't mean that it's Tahor, not only on a Daraisa level, on a Darabana level as well. So you see, like Rava, that there were never goes on the Shechva Zera of a Nachri. Says, well, lo, Tahor mi Daraisa, Tamei mi Darabana. Who says? Maybe it just means Tahor on a Daraisa level and Tamei on a Darabana level. So Tashma, let's bring another Raya to Rava. The Tosefta tells us, Nimseisa Omer, Shechva Zera Shal Yisrael, Tamei b'kol makom, the Shechva Zera of Yisrael is Tamei wherever it may be. Even if it happens to be inside of the body of an Ovedes Kochavim, when she's Poletes, that Shechva Zera is Tamei, Vishalav Chavim, Tahor b'kol makom, afil b'mei Yisraelis. And if it's Shechva Zera of an Oved Kochavim, it's going to be Tahor, even if it's inside the body of a Yisraelis. Chutz b'mei Raglayim Shabba, except the Mei Raglayim that are mixed in with it, that if it's the Shechva Zera is mixed in with Mei Raglayim, then they're going to be Tamei. So you see, the Shechva Zera of a Nachri on its own is absolutely Tahora. So you're going to say, no, that just means midaraisa it's tar, but maybe midrabanan it's really tamei. Well, the meraglaim of a nakri is not tamei minatara at all. So obviously we're talking on a drabanan level when we're talking about the meraglaim, and mele we're talking on a drabanan level when we're talking about the shechva zera. And therefore, you see shvamina, you see that Rava is in fact correct, that the shechva zera of a nakri is tahar even on a drabbanan level. One of the things we just mentioned in that brisa is that the shechva zera of a Jew is tameh even if it's inside the body of an Oved Zchavim. So says Mar Tifshot to Bayi Rav Papa, that should answer the question, the suffix that Rav Papa raised. To Bayi Rav Papa, Shechva Zera Shel Yisrael B'mei Oved Zchavim, Mahu. He asked that very Shaila, what's the status of Shechva Zera Shel Yisrael when it's inside an Oved Zchavim? Is it Tamei? So we should be poshit from the Braisa that it is Tamei. So says Mar, no, you can't be poshit from the Braisa. B'toch Shlosh Shalokam Yibayile, Rav Papa. Within 3 days of having the Bia, Rav Papa had no Shaila. That certainly during that time, that the Zera is going to be Tamei, even B'mei Nachris, because just like it were B'mei Yisraelis. Kikam Yibayile, Rav Papa's whole Shaila was Li'achar Shlosha, after 72 hours. If the Zera was inside the Yisraelis, at that point it would have become Tahar. Meaning we assume Zera only retains the full status of Zera for 72 hours. Because it only retains its potency for 72 hours. That's why a woman is a paleta shechva zera only for 72 hours after tashmish. That's where our halacha of waiting 5 days before a woman can count shiva nekiyim comes from. Shem, or really by Sfarim waiting 4 days, the fifth day is an extra chumrah that we added on. But why waiting 4 days before she can count Shem Nekim? Because she's Paleta Shechva Zera. If she had Tashmish right before she became a Nida, she's going to be Paleta Shechva Zera for the next 72 hours. And 72 hours always spans 4 days. Right? You can never time it exactly that she becomes a Nida Dafka right at the beginning of the day, because we don't even know when that is, because of Ben Hashmashos. So it always spans 4 days. So it's always a 72-hour time period. And then after 72 hours, the Shechva Zera B'me'ei Yisraelis is no longer Tamei. So now we want to know, my, what's the din when it's B'me'ei Nachris? Why would it be any different? Well, Yisrael, the Daiki B'mitzvos, Chavuk L'fayu Masriach. Maybe the breakdown of that Shechva Zera happens after 72 hours only inside a female Jewish body, because since a Jewish person has the stress and the pressure of mitzvos, it will more quickly, her body will react differently, will more quickly break down that shechva zera. But of the chavim, do daigi b'mitzvos, of the chavim who don't have the responsibility of so many mitzvos, lo chavil gufayu, they do have mitzvos, just not so many, lo chavil gufayu, their body is not going to have the same reaction, v'lo masriach, and therefore the shechva zera is not going to be masriach in 72 hours. Odilma, kivin da'achlish katur masam, chavil gufayu masriach. Or maybe it's true they're not daigi b'mitzvos, but the fact that the each katzum r'masim makes up for that, so therefore their body will still break down the shechva zera on account of them eating shkatzum r'masim. So take it. The Gemara leaves that as a suffix, so I guess the nafkamina would be a vegan of edus kochavim, right? But that's the, okay. So dam tara shel mitzora'as. What about dam tara of a mitzora'as? So b'shame is mitara, b'silel is, says that we treat it like the rogue. So my time is b'silel. Why does b'silel say that the dam tara of a mitzora'as is tamei? It shouldn't be a mayan, because it's not misasif yotze. The status of mayan is always something that gathers together in the body and is then expelled. So Amar Yitzchak lezach al rabus mitzora l'mayanosav v'lanakeva l'rabus mitzora'as l'mayanoseha. That we have a special rebuy in the pasuk that the mayanos of a mitzora'as are also mitame. My mayanoseha, what are the mayanos of a mitzora? Ilem eshar mayanoseha. If we're talking about the roke and the meraglayim, you don't need a special riboy. Mizachar nafka. We can learn that from a mitzora zachar, because that's the same. Ella the dama, the tami damtara, shala. It must be that it's adding another mayan that you dafka have by a woman, namely the damtara that you would only have by a woman. You wouldn't be able to learn from a zachar. Ube Shammai, and what's Be Shammai going to answer to that drasha? So it says Gemara, Be Shammai holds that the drasha is needed for the other mayanos of mitzvahs. Nikeva mizachar lavasya, because I could not derive the halachic status of roka meraglayim of a mitzvahs from a mitzvah. Dika lemifrach, because you could always ask on that comparison. Mal zachar shekein ta'un priya. A zachar of a mitzvah has certain chumras. The Torah requires him to be pareas rosha, to be Megadol Seyar, Uprima, and he has to go with torn begadim, Vasar B'tashma Shamita, and he's not allowed to have Tashma Mita, Tomer Ben Nekeva Delo, none of those chumras apply to a Nekeva. So you can't compare the halachos of a male mitzora to the halachos of a female mitzora. Ubeis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel going to answer to that taina? It's taka a good taina. They don't have the same halachos. So my answer, Beis Hillel would say that the drush is still extra, because Lichtov Rachmana Ben Nekeva V'lo Bayi Zachar. Why doesn't the Torah just tell me that the Mayanos, about the mayanos of a nekeva mitzora'as, and make a kal v'chomer, that if we're going to be so machmir on the mayanos of a nekeva, then kal v'chomer is zachar, who we treat more and more strictly. V'ana amina, ma nekeva she'ina tu'na priyo frima ve'inas rubatash ramita. Rabbi Rachman mayanoseha, so a nekeva who doesn't have any of these chumras of priyo frima tash ramita. Nevertheless, the mayanos are still going to be tamei, zachar lo kolshkein. So zachar who has all these chumras, of course his mayanos are going to be tamei. So menu inyan le zachar, so since the Torah doesn't need to tell me about the Zachar's Mayanos, we apply the fact that the Torah does tell me about the Zachar's Mayanos to a Nekeva. But I already know about the Nekeva's Mayanos. Good, so it's Neu Inyan L'dama. So apply it to teach me the din of a dam of a mitzvahs. L'tami, dam tara shalah. And that's taka what we use it for, to be mitame, her dam tara. Ube shame, what's be shame going to answer to that taina? Zachar mi nekeva lo asya, dikel mifrach, mal nekeva, shkein mitame meo, Yonas Tom Bizakhar to Lo. You can't make Kalvachomer from Nekeva to a Zachar because the Nekeva has her own Chumra, namely that she's Metam Ba'onis, that even if she sees Ziva Ba'onis, she's Tameha. A Zachar, if he sees Ba'onis, he can attribute why he became a Zav, he's not going to be Tameh. So therefore, you can't learn a Mitzoras to a Mitzora Zachar. So it says in Rabbeis Hillel, Kaimi B'Mitzora, Parchim Ili D'Zav, just because there's a Chumra that a man has over a woman has over a man when it comes to Ziva, what does that have to do with the Kal v'chomer that relates to Mitzora? We're talking about Mitzora over here. Veshame Shum Tuma Parchi. Veshame says all of Tumen Tara is one category, and therefore you can ask a Pircha on one kind of Tumah from the other. V'iba Yisema. Another possibility is that Veshame does not ask from Shame Tuma, and it turns out that you can learn Mayanos of a Zachar from a Nekeva, and still Veshame holds that the word Lizachar is not extra, and you cannot learn from it the Dam Tara of Mitzora'as. Because Amilach Veshame, Hai Lizachar, Mi Bayalei, Lizachar Kol Shu Zachar Ben Gadol Ben Katan. The Zachar tells me that even if it's a child, that a Tinok Ben Yomo is already Metame Beziva. So that's what the actual word Lizachar is there for, not to teach me about the Dam Tara of a Mitzora'as. Ubeis Hillel, and how does Beis Hillel know that din that a katan is metame beziva? So says where nafkaluhu mi zos toras hazav ben gadol ben katan. He learns from the fact that it says zos toras hazav from the word hazav. It sounds like any kind of zav, whether he's gadol or a katan, and therefore lazachar is still extra. And I use lazachar to tell me about the damtara of a mitzoraas, and that's how we leave it with the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, Beis Shammai, we will pick up from there tomorrow.